Ambitious Costco's spending spree takes box ship order book to new high. China's Costco Shipping has its sights becoming a top three carrier by adding more ships potentially. XBO, preliminary UPDATVW, restructuring plan DTLSVW, restructure UPDATDSV, another bad stint BUTMARSK, UPGRADDJXO, CIO APPONTMENTODFL, UPDATDAC, all-time HIGHVW, goodbye SEATFDXF, CCO OUTDSV, new Nader. XBO, preliminary UPDATVW, restructuring plan DTLSVW, restructure UPDATDSV, another bad stint BUTMARSK, UPGRADDJXO, CIO APPONTMENTODFL, UPDATDAC, all-time HIGHVW, goodbye SEATFDXF, CCO OUTDSV, new Nader. South Korean consumer electronics giant Samsung has lodged the largest claim to be put before U.S. maritime regulators at the FMC and is seeking $186 million in damages from French carrier CMA-CGM over erroneous detention and demurrage charges. The size of the claim surpasses the $161 million in damages sought by Bed, Bath & Amp, beyond Administrator Butterfly won from OOCL last year. The FMC eventually awarded the claimant $45 million. Samsung's docket was lodged at the FMC in late August and claims CMA-CGM billed the shipper with excessive and unlawful detention and demurrage charges, as well as reneging on its contractual commitments under store door delivery terms. From the beginning of 2020, Samsung had moved from buying freight for its U.S. imports from a port-port basis to a store door contract, which meant CMACM was responsible for both the ocean leg to the U.S. and the inland leg within the U.S. Samsung Electronics America was forced to pay excessive and unlawful charges assessed by CMA, known as demurrage and detention charges, and was forced to undertake and perform significant parts of the ocean common carrier's inland transportation responsibilities, responsibilities that CMA had already been paid to perform, in order to obtain delivery and possession of its cargo and continue to import its products sold to American consumers, the claim says, alleging that despite the merging problems with intermodal transport in the U.S. during the pandemic, the carrier continued to transport sea goods under store door through bills of lading or seaway bills for inland delivery in the United States, and continued to fail, repeatedly, to perform its inland transportation obligations properly, exposing sea to unreasonable costs, charges, delays, and other harms. It further claims that since mid-2020, Samsung had to settle 121,000 individual detention, demurrage, and other charges passed to it by CMA-CGM, while the carrier often refused to release cargo unless D and AMP. D charges had been settled with supply chain third parties, including railroad, container depots, and subcontracted truckers. In one example, it cited a container booked from South Korea's largest port, Busan, to an inland destination in Texas. The box was unloaded in Long Beach, but there it stayed. Although the container was moving under a store door bill of lading, obligating CMA to deliver it to the inland destination, CMA notified C that the container was showing as merchant haulage upon arrival. CMA later clarified that, due to repeated scheduling changes and unpaid rail storage fees, the store door shipment had been terminated at the rail ramp, and C was responsible for arranging delivery. As a result of CMA's unilateral conversion from door to CY, this container accrued $162,799 in rail storage, the claim says. A number of other examples, running through to 2024, were also disclosed. For uninterrupted access, sign in or sign up to the Daily News, Premium, or the Lodestar Enterprise Plan. Comment on this article.